Welcome to Organizing with Ease, where we simplify and organize our lives for the better. I'm Deanna Mall, your host, here to guide you towards a more organized and enriching life. Together, let's explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and expert advice to simplify every aspect of our lives. Are you ready to embark on this journey with ease? Let's start. Welcome back to another episode of Organizing with Ease. I'm thrilled to have you join me today as we dive into the world of spring. As nature comes alive with new life and vibrant colors, it's the perfect time for us to shake things up a bit and embrace some fresh new habits. And what better way to do that than by incorporating some sustainable practices into our daily lives? Let's embark on this journey together. Ready? Let's start with Spring Tips 101. Totally basic. You ready? Tip number one, let's declutter your space. Today, I thought we'd just kick off a spring cleaning by just focusing on the bathroom. Start by going through your skincare and beauty products, same for the men, tossing out anything expired or unused. Then organize your shelves and drawers to create, quote unquote, that spa-like oasis. Tip number two, embrace outdoor activities. What do I mean by that? Ever thought about diving into a new hobby as spring rolls around? Well, I have to tell you, I did. And for me, it wasn't about gardening. It was about trying something totally unexpected. So I decided, ready, to pick up photography. Yep, you heard me right. I really did. Whether it's capturing the vibrant colors of those spring blossoms or the serene beauty of a sunrise, I found myself totally lost in the world, quote unquote, lenses and frames. Now, you might be thinking, but I'm not a professional photographer. And honestly, I know. I'm totally there. I'm not. But that's what the beauty is all about. There's no right or wrong way to capture the world through your lens. It's all about embracing the moment and finding beauty in every day. So whether you're snapping shots from your smartphone, on your morning walks like I do, or experimenting with a fancy camera in your backyard, why not give it a shot? You might just discover a whole new perspective on the world around you. And hey, even if you don't, the journey itself is worth it. Tip number three, refresh your self-care routine. You know those days when life feels like a whirlwind of chaos? Yeah, we've all been there, right? But amidst all the craziness, I found this little sanctuary of tranquility that I just have to share with you. Picture a moment in the bathroom, mixing up some homemade avocado and coconut oil hair mask. It's become just my go-to self-care ritual. And let me tell you, it's a total game changer. As I massage that creamy goodness into my hair, it's like washing away all the stress and tension of the day. I can literally feel myself exhaling all the worries, replaced by the serene sense of calm. And when I take a moment to really soak it all in, maybe with that some soft music playing in the background and a warm cup. This time around, I'll take some tea, but normally I will have some coffee, as you all know. It's like I've escaped into my little oasis. It's these little simple acts of self-care that remind us to slow down, breathe, and appreciate the beauty in everyday chaos. Tip number four, incorporate bright colors and fresh scents. As spring paints a beautiful picture outside my window, I'm all about bringing in that sunny vibe right into my own home. Yellow happens to be my absolute favorite color, so you bet I totally have decked out my patio with a bunch of cheerful, totally yellow pillows, which I so love. They're like that burst of sunshine against the backdrop of my blooming flowers that I have, of my orchids and all my other lush greenery that I have on my patio and outside in my backyard. But wherever I kick back on my patio, I'm totally surrounded that by springtime, it all just brings me happiness and reminds me to soak up every bit of joy this season that it has to offer. Is this the personal touches that make MySpace feel like home? Well, you know that answer, right? Tip number 5, set intentions for growth and renewal. Okay, so here's the deal. I've decided to shake things up a bit and kickstart each day with gratitude practice. Now, you've heard me say this a lot, and I know I have, and I know you understand what I'm talking about. It's simple, really. It really just takes a moment to think about all the good stuff in one's life, in my life. And let me tell you how it does put things into perspectives. Feeling grateful just sets the tone for the whole day. Do you know what I mean? And speaking of making a difference, I've also decided to get a little bit more involved in those local beach cleanups. I know you're kind of like, really, Deanna? Really? But I do. I mean, our oceans are kind of like our own planet's lifeblood, right? So I figure, why not do my part to keep them clean and healthy? And yes, do I drag my daughter so that she can get those volunteer hours? I definitely do. But she does understand and she does love the ocean and does wish to pitch in. I'm not only doing good for the environment, but I'm also connecting with my community and making a positive impact. It's all about putting my values into action and being a part of something bigger than myself. Let's talk about something that really hits home for me. I don't know about you, but it's all about those plastic straws. It's crazy how such a tiny little thing can wreak havoc on our planet. Whenever I see one, I can't just help but imagine where it might end up and harm it could cause. So here is what I've been doing to make a change. I've switched to reusable stainless steel straws, and I've also picked up some of those rubber ones as well. It's a small switch, but it's made a big impact. Now, whether I'm out for a drink or hosting friends at my house, I bring my trusty reusable straws. They might look at me, but it's definitely a conversational starter. I love sharing why I made the switch and encouraging others to do the same. I also have been talking to local businesses about their straw policies, especially restaurants, and they are definitely going to be enforced June of 2024. So whenever I visit my favorite spot, I ask them what they do for alternatives to plastic. I just like to hear what they do and see what their options are. It feels good knowing that my actions are a part of something bigger. Every time I take that sip of my reusable straw, I'm reminded that I'm helping to create a cleaner, greener world. So why not? Are you ready? You're going to join me? Let's sip to sustainability one straw at a time. So today, I know we've covered much ground today, from decluttering our spaces to embracing eco-friendly practices. I hope you're feeling inspired to make some positive changes in your life. Remember, it's the small actions that add up to make a big impact. I encourage you to take what we've discussed today and incorporate it into your daily life. Before we wrap up, I just want to have and say a huge thank you to each and every one of you for tuning in. Your support means the world to me. And don't forget to mark your calendars for Earth Day on April 22nd and join the global movement of sustainability. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to Organizing with Ease podcast on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. Your feedback helps us grow and reach more listeners like you who are passionate about living their best lives. And remember, a new episode comes out every Thursday at 8 a.m. So mark your calendar and join us. Until next week, take care and keep shining bright.